It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
Good drying conditions will be occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest, as well as neighboring areas of Canada, for another couple of days. But after that, the weather's going to deteriorate again, with frequent rain possible. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Well, the temperatures out there today are going to be very pleasant. 70-degree highs are likely throughout most of our listening area. There will be the potential for a couple of extremes up above 80 degrees near the Missouri River in South Dakota. We're also going to see a few upper 60 degree readings lingering in parts of central Minnesota. Tomorrow, we'll see the warm weather continue for one more day. We'll see a lot of 70 degree highs, but a few 60s will occur in northeastern North Dakota and northern parts of Minnesota. A couple of extremes up over 80 again will be possible, this time in the southeast and south central parts of South Dakota. After that, increased cloud cover and the chances for rain will be rising, and that will likely bring the temperatures back down a little bit. We expect to see temperatures Friday afternoon mostly in the 60s and some 70s. The warmest weather will be in South Dakota. But we do run the risk of seeing some shower activity developing across parts of the region on Friday. Most of that precipitation, though, initially is expected to be in southern portions of South Dakota and southern Minnesota. So the precipitation elsewhere will be minimal. We should have a little bit of a milder temperature regime in the north, though, because of what we call a backdoor frontal system coming into the region. This is where a cool air mass comes into the region from the northeast, and we'll likely see the temperatures cooling down a little bit in eastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota because of that. But the precipitation should stay to the south on Friday. As we go into Saturday and Sunday, though, an increase in instability in the atmosphere is likely to take place, and shower activity will become more generalized across a big part of the region. And the unsettled conditions will stay with us through the first part of next week. In fact, probably early to midweek, until a more definitive low pressure center finally comes pushing through the region. As a result of all this, there's going to be periodic precipitation, obviously, a lot of cloudiness, and a fairly good chance that drying conditions will be poor across the area once again. So those areas that don't get sufficiently dry enough for field work over the next couple of days will likely step back and get a little bit wetter rather than drying down as we move forward into the week next week. The temperatures will also be milding down a little bit. We'll expect to see the afternoon temperatures cooling back into the 50s and 60s at times during the wetter days, but that's not likely to be widespread. We'll look for our nighttime low temperatures, though, to stay mostly in the 30s and 40s through a big part of the forecast period. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.